Good Friday. Today is April the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the spotted lanternfly is a topic we covered a couple weeks ago, and now is the time when those will begin to hatch. We're going to talk about an egg hunt that you can go on this holiday weekend and hopefully take action to reduce the spread of this pest. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden, and as we are coming up on Easter weekend, talk about an egg hunt. Now, not your typical Easter egg hunt with colored eggs. We want to talk about an egg hunt with the eggs from the spotted lanternfly. We are approaching the time of year when those begin to hatch. Now, last fall, adult females laid egg masses, and each mass typically contains anywhere from 30 to 50 eggs. They're laid in a row, or what some describe as chains, and usually covered with a material that over the winter, that material looks like sort of a putty, but it changes in color and weathers, if you will, and resembles sort of dried mud on the tree. Now, I should note, they don't just lay on trees. They can also lay them on fences, outdoor furniture, even the siding of barns or houses, recreational vehicles, maybe if they were left out over the winter. And if it looks like it's got sort of this dried mud or putty, there's a very good chance that that is those eggs that were laid by the spotted lanternfly, and then that protective covering has sort of dried and caked up and cracked, so it looks again like mud or cracked putty. Go ahead and scrape those off, whether it's with a dull knife, a putty knife, a rock, a piece of metal, something like that. And then you either want to smash them, maybe put them in a plastic bag that's got some rubbing alcohol or something in that will kill them, or there's even soybean oil treatments you can use. Soybean oil is used as an insecticide a lot of times. It is derived from soybean seeds, and the oils block the air holes through which those insects breathe, causing them to die of asphyxiation, so it acts as a poison by interacting with the fatty acids of the insects and interfering with their normal metabolism and disrupts how those insects feed. So it's a nice sort of safe biodegradable type substance there that you can use that's good for the environment but bad for the bugs. USDA also has what they call golden pest oil spray. Similar, it's 93% food grade soybean oil, and treatments with the oil will prevent the spotted lanternfly eggs from hatching. Research has shown that it's more effective to treat egg masses just prior to the hatch rather than in the previous fall or the early winter. So regardless, it's a good time as you're out looking around the backyard and garden, maybe doing an Easter egg hunt. Keep an eye out for some of these eggs that aren't decorated. They aren't colored even, but they do, like I said, look like sort of dried mud or putty that's going to be on surfaces. There's a very good chance that if it looks like it's out of place, the likelihood is it could be these spotted lanternfly eggs. And it's a great time to go through and take care of those so that they don't hatch. While it may seem like a small gesture, like we said, there can be 30 to 50 eggs per each one of those sacks. That's a lot of insects that we can kill to help reduce the population that is really wreaking havoc on a lot of the decorative landscape trees in the state of Ohio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue talking about invasive pests and their spread and how they can threaten both farm crops, forests, and backyard landscapes. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
April is National Invasive Pest and Plant Disease Awareness Month, an appropriate time for this educational campaign. According to Catherine Bronski of the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service,
April is a great time to get out and look for hungry pests. Trees are starting to leaf out, and it may be easier to see things in your backyard, your garden, as you're walking around in your community, as certain areas, these pests have not yet emerged. So if you're able to see them as their egg mass, you can easily find them, scrape them off, and smash them before they hatch, remove them from things that may be in your backyard, like outdoor items, and actually be able to prevent them from hatching.
As an example of what to watch out for in the way of an invasive pest, one that currently has federal quarantine areas within the northeast quadrant of the country.
You can look at your trees. If you find odd-shaped holes, kind of like a very small D-shaped hole in your tree, you might have emerald ash borer. If you look at your hardwood trees and see a perfectly round hole, a little bit smaller than the size of a dime, that might be an Asian longhorn beetle exit hole, and that tree could be infested with beetles. You can't really see them. They're all on the inside.
Eating the interior wood. When it comes to types of invasive pests,
spongy moth and other pests that harm trees and natural resources like our forests, and fruit flies, citrus greening, spotted lanternfly, and others that can damage crops and agriculture here in the U.S.
And regarding economic impacts associated to damages caused by invasive pest and plant species,
these invasive insects and plant diseases cost the U.S. an estimated $40 billion each year in damages to crops, trees, and other plants.
More information about Invasive Pest and Plant Disease Awareness Month, various threats, and ways to prevent them are available online at www.aphis.usda.gov. Click on the Plants tab on the home page, then the link to Leave Hungry Pests Behind. There is also an additional link to check out, Plant, Pest, and Diseases.
We have lots of pictures and information on our website. Find information on what these pests look like, where they're located, and how to prevent their spread.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.